Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Today I have a special treat for you. Today's meditation will be delivered by my good friend and special guest, Alisha Puran Kirtikar, Reiki Master, Conduit for the Spirit, and Temple of Isis Initiate, here to channel the wisdom of the divine goddess Isis on the topic of sacred sexuality and unlocking our unlimited creative life force energy.
Your theme tonight is that of sexuality. Not to be jaded, but it's quite comical sometimes how far you've strayed from what could be beautiful truth and power and passion through doing and being sexuality and the sensual. It is our greatest, most profound form of connecting one human being to another. It is more than the flesh, and yet that is all you tend to see. The desires of the flesh do not come simply from physical pleasure, though indeed that is a perk. Your desire is in unity, is in energy, is in completion, wholeness, and oneness of your energetic and spiritual bodies, done through the connection of your physical bodies. And in that moment, that peak, you find ecstasy, where you blur the lines and you create the space in between what exists and what is unknown. It is pure joy, felt physically, wonderfully, powerfully. It's excitement. It is fun, is it not? There's a reason in the power behind the energy and the life force that comes through sex, that creates energy and life force. Truly, it is your most powerful form of creation, and at large, your most stifled. So imagine for a moment what it is to unleash that which is caged, to set free such creativity, such power, such life. What would your world be if it was built upon the premise of creation through ecstasy? Creation through joy, creation through passion, connection, unity, and oneness. For each other, for Mother Earth. Can you imagine such a world? Full of synchronicity and flow and caring, because you're nurturing what you've created. The power in sexuality is the creative force. When you come to this meditation, I invite you to sit, to create open space between your legs, up through your spine, through the top of your head and with open palms. You are in a position to give and receive. Take a moment to just notice what is alive in your body, where it lives, and what you can't feel at all, what you've disconnected from. Take a moment to breathe it in and feel both the light and the fullness and the emptiness. Consider for a moment where the two come from and how you intend to create from those spaces. Feel your body becoming heavy. Notice the sensations between your feet, up through your legs, like fingers running up your thighs. Do you feel the excitement and the anticipation of something wonderful or something that makes you nervous? Something that draws you in or pushes you away. All of it is simply what it is without judgment. And notice your response. Feel all the muscles of your sex organs and your pelvis come alive. Feel the warmth of your body. And feel that heat traveling slowly up your spine with each deep breath in, drawing life from the place where life is born. This is an energetic portal. This is an energetic home. So for those of you who no longer have physical parts to create such life, it is not about the physical body. It is much more about your energy and your spirit. Those functions never leave you. So draw that energy up through your spine, bit by bit, with each breath in. Feel the warmth rising. Notice where it settles, where it encounters resistance, and where it flows. Consider what is there to create in the spaces between. And as this energy approaches your heart, let it fill that entire space. Choose to create in this moment ecstasy and joy as you are connecting your heart to your creative life force. For regardless of how you've been patterned by your life or your beliefs, what you choose to do and create with your energy is always your choice. And I invite you to choose joy in this moment, to choose desire, and fill your heart space with that heat and that power. Notice what desires come to mind as your body ignites and becomes alive in this truth. Notice, too, as you breathe in deeply, in each exhale you send energy to create that which you desire in your present reality. Simply by choice. As your body naturally chooses for you to breathe in and out, you can still recognize choice in holding your breath or refusing to inhale. And to do so long enough, your life will cease. And it shows you always have choice, even in that which in the body we decide is automatic. Therefore, whatever reactions and reflexes and sensations arise from your sexual life creative centers, it is your choice on what you do with that energy. It is within your power to decide something other if what currently exists in your body does not serve your desires and your truths and your purpose for creation. Breathe in deep and feel that heat rising through the back of your neck to meet the place where the spinal cord connects to the skull. In the spine is where your energy rises, your kundalini energy, the serpent energy. It is the space between where the body and the spirit connect at the mind. The base of your skull is that space in between, where divine meets man, meets flesh, meets woman. Feel that heat settling in there, spreading around like vines, gently, lovingly, beautifully, encasing that space in infinite possibility. And as you breathe in, release it out through the top of your head into your world around you, into the world around you, which you create in your own life, you set in motion in the world around you. It is why it is a collective consciousness. It is always connected, always collective. And therefore, your creative energies, when synchronized, can create global shift, will create a global shift. So decide in this moment, as you feel the warmth in your entire body, the power in your entire body, the choice. What kind of world will you create, where that life force is free to do what drives desire and ecstasy, joy and purpose, love and unity? It is all the same, it is all just words. But words used to encourage your understanding of this energy, of its force. So that what you do with it, you do intentionally and with responsibility. And as the heat cools within your body and simply returns back to a state of you, Notice it like the fire that burns within something. Even as a flame goes out, the embers still exist within. Your embers, your energies, always exist within. So when you are needing to call upon them, particularly to create something with force and intention and purpose, do so from your roots up. Draw your energy from the place where life exists and is created itself, and connect with others. We are often far more powerful than we realize. It simply takes tuning in to your desire to know what to do with that power. The more connected you are to your desire, the more clarity you will gain in what is necessary to create for the world that you want to see for yourself and others. That is our message for you tonight.